The next patient is Charles Logston. The last name is L-O-G-S-T-O-N. Charles is the first name, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, period. This patient has several components. He has diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, morbid obesity, and hyperlipidemia, and has a severe cardiomyopathy with atrial fibrillation. The patient is on chronic anticoagulation with Xarelto. This time, the patient comes 6 pounds heavier, 280 pounds, and the laboratory workup in the CBC is normal. The estimated EFR came down to 50, and creatinine went up to 152 from 1.3. The albumin is 4.0, and the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. Number two, a patient has diabetes mellitus that, despite of the weight gain, it was 6%. Following number, it continues with significant hyperuricemia, couldn't tolerate allopurinol, even at the lowest dose, and euloric, he was hesitating in taking it. The morbidity associated to hyperuricemia was discussed extensively. Morbid obesity. The BMI is 37. The dietetic history was taken. The patient doesn't have any schedule in the meals. He eats a very light breakfast and a heavy meal at night. And changes in the lifestyle and the total caloric intake were highly recommended, as well as the plant-based diet. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, hyperlipidemia is under control. I'm very concerned about Mr. Longston because of a cardiomyopathy in the presence of obesity. We spend a lot of time talking about changing the scheduling and eating habits, as mentioned before. He has a very, very significant family history of cardiovascular disease. We spend 9 minutes examining the lab and with the patient 25 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.